You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend. We welcome you in to the Gym Class here at KGYM at 4 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Great to have you aboard on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Also, great to have you aboard on the mobile app from KGYM Radio. Also, the stream from KGYMRadio.com. And your smart speaker as well. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes will join me coming up here in just a couple of moments. Ben on the other side of the glass today, and we welcome him in. Of course, in case you missed it last week, Buttons departs us. And although he will still be around at times to help out here at the station, but not on an everyday basis. So Ben now is slipped the producer's jacket on and is ready to go. So he will be the first voice you hear if you call in. And when you call in at 319-366-1600, that's 319-366-1600. That is also our text line as well. Same number and same digits at 319-366-1600. A lot to get to. We have another Iowa non-conference men's basketball game to talk about and let you know about. Very interesting day as far as the NCAA is concerned today. As I think everybody has put it so far, another win for the student athlete and a loss for the NCAA. And the weekend that was in the world of sports, highlighted by the 121st United States Open Golf Championship conducted at Torrey Pines. And we'll talk about that and get your thoughts about it as well. Again, that text line available to you at 319-366-1600. We would love to hear from you today here on the Gym Class program. As I bring in Mr. Dukes from what difference a couple days can make, or at least one cold front going through. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Very refreshing day in eastern Iowa in the low 70s, and I'm enjoying it. Hope you are as well. Scott, hope you had a good weekend. Welcome, Ben. Looking forward to working with you. I'll be in the studio with you on Friday. And, it's a very interesting weekend and kind of a newsy day. We'll have an email scoreboard at the bottom of the hour. Lots to talk about in that segment as well.
Yes, and of course, big thanks to DePaco Community Credit Union. They are the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program. 3 o'clock hour each and every day. Your local programming block getting underway right here on KGYM. DePaco Community Credit Union, DePaco.com. You can find out more by going to their website. You can also find out more by going to our website and reading about them at KGYMRadio.com. And week number two of our relationship with the DePaco Community Credit Union and building a brand new location over there just across from the fountains on Edgewood Road, northeast in Cedar Rapids. Edgewood Road and Highway 100, going to be a beautiful building over there when it is completed coming up in the next couple of months. As I mentioned, a lot to get to in the program here today. I think we should start off with Iowa men's basketball, though, as the Hawkeyes learning yet another of their non-conference men's basketball opponents coming up. It will be a familiar location for the Hawkeyes. They will be back, Mark, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, at the Pentagon coming up in December.
Yeah, of course, Iowa played Gonzaga at that site last year in December. This December 18th, Iowa will take on Utah State, which has a new coach, but it is coming off a 20-9 season. This is what the fourth or fifth time Iowa has played at the Sanford Pentagon in South Dakota in recent years. So, return trip.
It is. And, a very good program for Utah State. As you mentioned, they're kind of a cradle as far as, coaches making that next step up to a power five jobs, power six now, I guess is the way to describe it, with the AAC jumping in as far as the conferences and college football playoff is concerned. But Yeah, very, very good program, the Aggies over there in the state of Utah. And they will provide a test, certainly, for the Hawkeyes. And, of course, Fran McCaffrey always likes to get back there and play in that building. And remember, last year there were no fans there, or very few fans, for the Iowa-Gonzaga game. And hopefully it'll be a much different situation. If you've never been to the Pentagon, it's a very unique venue. They built it as a very old-timey feel to it, right down to the court. You take a look at the lanes, and they're the kind of the old dimensions surrounded by the new dimensions. And it's just a very interesting place and kind of a neat throwback place with throwback to the olden times with all the modern amenities.
Yeah, I've never been there, but I certainly enjoyed the photo sharing and words from beat writers like Michael Oss. It is a historic venue and one that Iowa hopes to be successful in December.
Yeah, so there you go. That'll be a very, very good non-conference opponent for the Hawkeyes. It won't be Gonzaga again, but not sure you want to play Gonzaga each and every year. Maybe you do. I don't know.
It won't be North Carolina Central either.
No, it will not be. Or Butler. Not Butler. Who am I thinking of? Bryant. It's not Bryant either, but you pick and choose. You got to have a little bit one or the other out there. 319-366-1600, Iowa, with the announcement they're going to play Utah State, if you'd like to talk about that. Here on the program as well. I think we're going to get a lot of talk and a lot of interaction about our next subject here. NCAA, Mark, today the Supreme Court rules against the NCAA today. Another step forward as far as, if you want to go down into it, into name, image, and likeness. It's another win as far as student athletes are concerned for compensation for helping out their fellow universities in bringing in loads of cash as far as athletic departments are concerned.
Yeah, this case has been going on for a number of years, and it reaffirms a lower court decision, and it was a 9-0 Supreme Court vote on this issue. It's called NCAA versus Alston. Alston being former West Virginia running back Sean Alston, who was joined by other players in the original suit. And at its core, it basically says the NCAA cannot regulate what schools can reimburse their athletes for in terms of academic categories. It's basically unfair labor practice. It violates antitrust laws, the Sherman Antitrust Act specifically, and has created unfair competition in the view of the court and others. So now it gives virtually a college can theoretically give virtually anything so long as it can be tied to education. For example, postgraduate scholarships, computers, equipment, and up to $5,900 in cash for academic awards. So what does this do? It certainly deals a blow to the NCAA. This is not exactly name, image, and likeness, but I think it is one step toward that being a reality. Very soon. But, you know, what are schools going to do? Are they going to likely offer an uneven, take the star guard on the basketball team? Are schools going to create an opportunity for that star guard to win a $5,000 postgraduate scholarship tied to education? It's all tied to education, not athletic performance, but it does speak to the athletes who are the big winners today.
Yeah, 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in on that. schools can now all also offer internships, postgraduate scholarships as well to lure athletes to campus. Now, let's be perfectly frank here. A top line basketball or football player, or whatever the case may be, they're not probably choosing University X over University Y because of their postgraduate scholarship program. Can we agree on that, Mark?
I would agree.
It's just a way to get them and entice them to another way to get them on campus and entice them to come to school X. Now, you put that together with name, image, and likeness, which is also on the fast track as far as getting through as far as the NCAA and courts and individual states going through the process of getting that on the books, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, the student athlete of the future, and it may not be somebody that is even orally committed to a school for 2 years down the road, but you know, you're looking 3, 4, 5 and beyond. You're gonna have an opportunity to have a pretty good stipend if you were good enough, et cetera, when you get into college and going through your college years. Now, again, I will say this. Yes, it's a great thing, and you know, bully for everybody out there to get the money that you think you deserve. I just happen to see that somebody's going to be left out, and someone like that in one of the Olympic sports is going to be the first to come through with their own version of a lawsuit to try to get into some of this cash that is out there and available, but maybe not going to the javelin thrower, but is going to, you know, the puncher on the football team. I still see that, Mark. I still see that. Maybe I'm cynical, but I still see that.
I suppose that's a possibility. I don't think we're going to know the true ramifications of this ruling until a few years down the road when these athletes perhaps reap the rewards of their academic work. Again, it's tied to education. It's not being a 1,500-yard rusher. It has to be tied to academics and education. And I'm having a hard time, you know, forecasting what this may be in terms of athletes and what it means for the colleges and whatnot. We're going to be talking about this down the road, I think, but it is a breakthrough moment for the athletes, a blow to the NCAA. Judge Kavanaugh, writing for the majority opinion, basically said the NCAA is not above the law. And would it be any other business, now they would be in violation of antitrust laws. And this is what this opinion has basically stated today. Now, if the NCAA wants to avoid antitrust laws, it has to go to Congress and get approved for such a thing. But it has not done so yet. And this basically says that you better look at what you're doing right now, or there are going to be further ramifications.
Love to hear from you. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Your thoughts about the ruling by the Supreme Court today in helping out with athletes. And, you know, how far will this go, I guess, is another question, Mark, to ask ourselves out there. Food, room, board, tuition, and now computers, postgraduate scholarship possibilities, internship possibilities. How far is it going to go? And what is the next step? There's not a whole lot more out there, I guess. Name, image, and likeness coming in there as well. Or is there something that we're overlooking at this time?
We may be, but a name, image, and likeness is the next thing. And, you know, we've had debates and conversations about scholarships and what they mean for athletes ad nauseum. And I don't necessarily want to go down that road again, but at the core, it's athletes, now the Supreme Court, I guess, saying that schools and the NCAA are a multi-million dollar business. And on the one hand, you know, why do you get in business? You get in business to make money, right?
Yeah.
This company that we work for gets in business to make money. Every company I've worked for is in business to make money. But we are compensated. And the big debate is whether a scholarship is compensation enough. I know my opinions. Others have different opinions. They want more of a piece of the pie. And again, I think NIL is next. But we shall see. Maybe something else is down the road as well. I don't know.
It's an interesting time. It certainly is an interesting time as far as NCAA athletics are concerned. You've got everything going on the horizon right now. Name, image, and likeness. You're going to more than likely have a 12-team college football playoff that is going to bring oodles of cash to conferences, to television networks, to this and that. Up and down the line. You've got that to look forward to. And now compensation. Today's ruling, as far as the Supreme Court is concerned, and talk possibly about the upper tier of the NCAA maybe breaking away and forming their own organization away from the NCAA. I mean, there's a lot of things right now to consider if you are a college athletic director or a college administrator. An athlete up and down the line. It, like I said, change is fun at times. Change is interesting. And we are on, I think, the cusp of seeing a lot of things change as far as this amateur, and I use amateur almost now in air quotes, sports world that we are living in.
Don't you really wonder, Scott, whether the general fan really cares about this? I mean, it's a huge ruling because it involves the NCAA and the athletes. I think it's a big ruling in my mind, but I'm just sitting here wondering, does the general fan really care? I mean, the general fan cares about that opener against Indiana on the football field. It cares about that Iowa game at Iowa State. It cares about how the Iowa State basketball teams are going to look with a whole different a roster next year. I mean, what I think fans care about more than anything else. Do they really care about this ruling?
And how many $8 or $9 beers they'll be able to consume?
That too.
There's another aspect of it. Another layer of the onion out there is there will be beer sales as far as Iowa football games coming up this fall is concerned, but. You got to fill those coffers somehow. And if athletic departments now have to pay athletes or, you know, buy them computers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, got to make up for it somehow. And there you go. Alcohol sales at stadiums certainly helps out. 319-366-1600. To answer your question, Mark, from the 256 area code 8683, yes, we care because now the athletes are getting paid and our ticket prices will probably not go through the roof now. Did not think about that, but first time that you get a $10 push as far as your individual tickets and maybe 100 as far as season tickets are concerned, are people going to look at it the same way? Now, you're going to have inflation each and every year. Prices are going to rise. We know that. But will this necessitate an immediate bump as far as season tickets are concerned?
Yeah, that remains to be seen. Will athletes still receive a monthly check if they decide to live off campus equal to what room costs are, which they do now?
Or
in a monthly check. Well, they need a monthly check equal to that amount.
Or And this was also brought up in the CBS Sports article I was looking at earlier on, talking about the Supreme Court ruling today. How do you determine, okay, you get a computer, et cetera, et cetera. If you live off campus, how far must you live off campus before you are given a car or transportation to get from point A to point B? What is going to be the ruling as far as that is concerned? Is it going to be a half mile? Is it going to be 5 miles? Is it going to be 6 miles? You prove you need a car or a truck or what have you as a mode of transportation, then I think that is right there as far as the Supreme Court ruling is concerned today.
Isn't this still, getting benefits that the general student isn't? I mean, I'm thinking, I was at my grandson's graduation yesterday talking to him about going to the University of Iowa, where he's going to live. And he's in the College of Engineering. He's going to be anyway. And he drew the dorms furthest away from that that engineering building, requiring him to either drive or transportation. He's not going to get any car.
You're not getting him a car?
No, I'm not. No. A little bit of cash will do for me.
A scooter?
Is that a fair point or am I off base? I don't know.
Well, that again, is it a half mile? Is it 5 miles? Whatever the case may be. Thoughts, welcome at 319-366-1600 about the NCAA and the Supreme Court ruling today. And some interesting takes coming down as far as athletic departments are concerned. And, we'll see. We'll see. Again, there's more change on the horizon. We certainly know that. More change on the horizon. 26 minutes past the hour of 3. Gym Class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union here in KGYM. And as Mark mentioned, he just got a heaping helping of Emil's Hideaway scoreboard information for you today. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're located on First Avenue Southeast, right across from the Lindale Mall. They are behind the Taco John's, and they are the sponsor of our scoreboard update each day right here on the Gym Class program. And a lot to digest today.
Yeah, no action currently in Major League Baseball, but we will have the Twins and the Reds in a short two-game series starting tonight, 6:30 on 107.5 FM. Interested to take a look at the Cincinnati Reds. They are playing baseball in Omaha, the College World Series, which got underway on Saturday. Currently on the diamond are Stanford and Arizona conference rivals. In the sixth inning, Stanford drilling Arizona right now, 10-2. That action continues later on, the game between NC State and Vanderbilt. Cedar Rapids Prairie graduate and UNI graduate Jessica Himes won the United States Paralympic Discus Championship over the weekend by nearly 10 meters. But still doesn't know whether she's going to Tokyo, because that decision is in the hands of the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee. The United States has allotted only a few slots for Paralympic athletes. That decision will be made by that body on Wednesday evening. Megan Gustafson is back in the WNBA. She has signed a contract with the Washington Mystics. Washington currently 6-6 on the year. It has two Olympians on the roster, Tina Charles and Ariel Atkins. They will be competing in the Olympics. The WNBA takes about a month off to allow for the Olympics. But at any rate, Gustafson will wear number 10 and be in uniform Tuesday when the Mystics visit Seattle, which has the best record in the WNBA. And finally, top baseball prospect Wander Franco has been called up by the Tampa Bay Rays. He's the uncle of former Cedar Rapids Colonel Eric Ibar, if you want a local connection. Franco, the first major league player to be born in 2001 when he makes his debut.
Well, thanks for that, Mark.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that, as I don't need any reasons really to feel old, but thank you for helping me out with that. 319-366-1600. A couple more on the text line weighing in here. 7508. No, we're going to skip that one. 9049. Additional benefits to student athletes. What could possibly go wrong? We'll see. We'll see how that all plays out. But, you know, hopefully the regulation will work, et cetera, et cetera. As I said, it's a bold new time as far as the NCAA is concerned. We'll see how it all pays off for all those people out there. By the way, speaking of, hopefully everybody made it through the severe weather yesterday. There were a few funnel clouds and tornadoes spotted around Iowa, one near Pella, one near Bernard, in our neck of the woods up near the Cascade area. Hope everybody made it through unscathed. We needed the rain in a desperate way. We did not need all the periphery that goes with the severe weather, certainly.
No, it certainly hit hard in many areas. I got some decent rain here, and it paved the way for a cool day today, and very refreshing, as I mentioned.
Yeah, tonight, expected low is 48 degrees here in Cedar Rapids. Open the windows.
Open your windows.
Open the windows out there. All right, 3:31 here on the Gym Class. We will take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the weekend that was in the world of sports, highlighted by the United States Open. We'll do that when we continue here on the Gym Class, presented by Tupaco Community Credit Union here on KGYM.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings in velvet-lined Hertine and Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertine and Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of present and past is the reason Hertine and Stocker has been voted Best Jewelry Store in Iowa City 10 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
In a game of business, it's all about who gets in and who doesn't. Because you have important things to protect, like equipment, your building, and people's information. Level up your security with Network Computer Solutions. They're experts at keeping your data safe, and they can also keep your physical space safe. From camera systems and door access to 24-hour video surveillance, NCS will customize a system for the way you work. Network Computer Solutions, keeping your building, your equipment, and of course, your data secure. Visit NCSEI.com.
Getting the most for your money can help you relax. With Power Checking from Midwest One Bank, you may earn higher interest and ATM fee refunds by simply receiving electronic statements, making at least 15 debit card purchases that post and clear, and making at least one direct deposit, automatic debit from a third party, or bill pay transaction post and clear each qualification cycle. See MidwestOne.bank for details. Enjoy simply better banking from Midwest One Bank. Member FDIC.
Heading to the Solid Waste Agency on a Saturday? You need an appointment. Just make one at solidwasteagency.org. Saturday appointments help keep the lines down and traffic moving at the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency. So if you want to drop off recycling or garbage at the landfill or resource recycling building on a Saturday, you need an appointment. If that's not your thing, stop by during the week, because no appointment is needed Monday through Friday. Get details at solidwasteagency.org. Stay safe out there.
Back with you in the Gym Class here on KGYM. Thank you for joining us. We do appreciate it. 3:34, Scott and Mark, Ben on the other side of the glass here today. And Great to have you with us as we start a brand new week. Going to talk some Major League Baseball coming up tomorrow on the program. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will join us on Wednesdays. Our bi-weekly talk about local racing will come up on Thursday as well. So all that coming up for the rest of the week right here on the Gym Class on KGYM. 319-366-1600, that is the text line. Our friend Doug on the text line, does this mean the SEC is finally following the rules?
Remains to be seen.
Should Cajun Troy tackle that one? Hi, Troy. How you doing out there? We'll see. I think most people follow the rules. Can the rules have gray areas? Absolutely. Doesn't mean it's the SEC problem. They've had plenty of problems in the other Power 5 conferences or Power 6 conferences as well. How's that for a fine answer?
Good by me.
All right. Very good. 319-366-1600. Keep those texts coming in. We do appreciate it. The weekend, highlighted by the United States Open. John Rahm finally gets, I think that's unfair to say finally, picks up his first major mark. You knew it was coming. It was a matter of time. Great golf course for him. We talk about horses for courses all the time. He has won before at Torrey Pines South Course in the Farmers Insurance Open and made two terrific putts, one on 17, a really tough one on 17, and then 18 with all the pressure right there to give himself a two-shot cushion and give himself the United States Open Championship, the first Spaniard to win the United States Open. And John Rahm, a happy, happy dude.
Yeah, no question. He proposed to his wife at Torrey Pines. It's his first Father's Day that he has experienced, and now he's a major champion. And Scott, I don't have to tell you, those two putts that he made, for any right-handed golfer, a left to right putt is often the most difficult. And these were 18 to 25 foot putts, depending on which hole you're talking about. And we're not talking about a ball's a couple inches outside the hole. We're talking 3 or 4 feet where you need the speed and the accuracy, not only, and the pressure of the U.S. Open. It was just phenomenal display by him. But, I mean, generally speaking, this U.S. Open had as much theater as I've seen in a major for quite some time. I mean, at any one juncture in the final round, I think you had 10, 11, 12 players who had the possibility of winning the tournament. I'm not talking about an outside chance. I'm talking about a real chance. And at one minute you thought, okay, Rory, here comes Rory, and there's Bryson. Well, maybe it's Morikawa. And then Koepka comes on. Oosthuizen's hanging tough. But one by one, for variety of different reasons, they fell by the wayside. Rahm stayed strong, as well as Oosthuizen, until 17 and his tee shot into the penalty area. But I think after what happened to Rahm at Memorial, having to pull out, going into the final round with a 6-stroke lead, and the way he handled that, and then came back, got out of quarantine, went to Torrey Pines, prepared on short notice. And I think it was a wildly popular win.
It was a very wildly popular win. And you couldn't have encapsulated that any better. It looked like Bryson was ahead at the turn. And then he shot 44 on the back. And as great as Bryson is, as DeChambeau is, with the science in his head and the science he uses as far as golf is concerned, if you put him in situations around the greens where he had a couple of those yesterday, where he's on a downslope as far as a bunker, and especially he was, like, I know toward the end of his round, I think on 17, Mark, he was had to have 1 foot in the bunker, 1 foot out of the bunker, ball above his feet, and with the stock length of all his clubs being the same, he hit an El Hozale off of that, a little hosel rocket off to the right, and it's tough to, I mean, you can do that at any time, trust me, but when you have the clubs all the same length, it makes it so much tougher to try to negotiate one of those little tiny shots. And he had about two or three of those in the back. Not making excuses for him or anything like that, but, you know, that plays into a 44. That starts to avalanche those strokes.
Well, it was an implosion, but Bryson DeChambeau didn't paint that picture. He basically took it in stride in the post-match interviews, and he said the wheels didn't come off. Well, if you shoot 44 in the back nine of the PGA champion or U.S. Open championship with the lead, with less than nine holes to go, you got different wheels than I do, dude.
And the wheels came off, which on the text line made our friend Ralph very happy. From 1527, like to seen that, and here's Brooks again. Then it looked for a while like, and you were the, now I saw this on Twitter a few times, you also brought it up to me, just texting me, how about a Bryson Brooks sudden death? Well, it's not sudden death, it's a two-hole aggregate before it goes to sudden death, but how about that for a playoff? That would have been the ultimate. But Rahm played the best down the stretch, and he came away with the victory. And so many people had an opportunity to win that thing, like you said, from about the start of the round through about 13 or 14. You got to feel a little bit, I think, for Louis Oosthuizen in there as well. We talked in the past, and golf people have talked in the past about how tough it was for Greg Norman. I remember, Mark, that Greg Norman, it wasn't that he played lousy in except for one time in a fourth round in a major. That, of course, at Augusta when Nick Faldo passed him. But he had so many things happen to him down the stretch. Louis Oosthuizen has the Grand Slam now for runner-up finishes. You know how many, if it wasn't, you know, you could go through an 18-hole round of golf in a fourth round of a major and come up with just a little bit of a, okay, if this ball ends up here instead of there. And Louis Oosthuizen could have five or six major championships right now. He has finished second that many times in majors.
Yeah, so right. He's had, I think, six silver medals, so to speak, in majors. And such a steady player. Effortless swing. But it came just a little unraveled on 17 when he hit it into the penalty area. And he ended up losing by one shot. But this one and so many others, he could have captured his second major championship. It just didn't happen. You need some breaks. But you needed the steadiness of a John Rahm, actually.
And a hot putter like John Rahm. had at the end. And yeah, you kind of scratch your head. By the way, speaking of golf, of course, the John Deere Classic is a couple weeks away. This week, the PGA Tour heads to just outside beautiful Hartford, Connecticut for the Travelers coming up this week. And then after that, a couple weeks after that, it'll be the John Deere Classic, which will be at the TPC Deer Run in the Quad Cities from July 7th through the 11th. And we've got tickets all this week, Mark, that we're going to give away to our listeners. We've got a pair of any-day admission ticket passes plus a one-day parking pass to see golf's top stars in action, including, of course, our native son, Zach Johnson, as well as the defending champion, the 2019 champion, Dylan Fratelli, who was in the field at the United States Open as well. JohnDeereClassic.com is where you can find all the information you need. That's JohnDeereClassic.com. And we're going to give you an opportunity to pick up that John Deere Classic prize pack here in the next couple minutes. So golfers, get ready and any day in Mission. So you can, you know, you can parlay this into a day off of work, maybe. If you don't want to go on the weekend, you can do it on a Thursday or a Friday, et cetera, et cetera. It'll be great to see the tour back, though, at the TPC Deer Run after missing it last year.
Yeah, no question. And there will be, I reported it last week, I think 10, 15,000 fans per round, something like that, that are going to be admitted to watch the tournament. And you could be one of those individuals. And if you've never been, or if you have been, it's a great time. A lot of great viewing areas over there. Chance to get relatively close to some of the pros you follow on tour, including Zach, as you mentioned. Carson and Alex Shockey from the University of Iowa have received sponsor exemptions into the tournament. You can follow them. They'll have big crowds, I would guess, or at least decent crowds following them because they're so-called locals. But yeah, a chance to win a pair of tickets each day this week. And it's a lot of fun if you can go.
It is. It is. And a pretty good field that they put together. And we'll try to contact Claire Peterson coming up in the next couple of weeks, the man in charge of things over at the John Deere Classic, and talk with him. And as they get back into the swing of things, no pun intended, as far as the John Deere Classic is concerned, or maybe pun intended. I don't know. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on the Monday edition of the Jim Class. With the win yesterday, Mark John Rahm goes to number one in the world. Dustin Johnson, we had a little bit of a Dustin sighting on Saturday, but did not play well yesterday. Has not been playing well over the last couple of months. He's going to get back into things. Don't worry about it. Dustin's too good of a player not to. But Rahm takes over as the number one player in the world. And right now, I don't think there's any way to say that Rahm is not playing the best of anybody on planet Earth.
No, you can't argue with that. And almost every player has his ups and downs. But you mentioned Brooks Koepka, too. I mean, this guy, we talked about his focus in major championships. It is unlike regular tour events. He has admitted it. But here he is. He finishes fourth and save. You know, if he makes birdie on 18, he may or may not have sniffed the playoff, not knowing what Rahm was going to do. But I marvel at his ability to compete and compete well, compete highly in the major championships. Dustin Johnson barely made the cut. He threatened to miss his third straight major cut and, you know, do a season-long missed cut in the majors with the Open Championship still awaiting. He'll be back, I think, but he's not in a good place right now, I don't think.
No. Also not in a good place is former major and U.S. Open champion Justin Rose. Rosie with a 77-78 Thursday and Friday. That's not good news, but he has won at Hartford, so we'll see if it all plays out for him. The locals, how they did. Carson Shockey had a good start, but things did not continue to go well for Carson. He ended up missing the cut. 76 and 79 were his scores, and tied with Justin Rose, as a matter of fact, did Carson. But much like the United States Open or United States Amateur champion, who also struggled a little bit. And, of course, you think I could find his name, but I can't right now.
Strafacci.
He also struggled quite a bit out there. And tell you, the guy that kind of got everybody's attention a little bit was the Italian, Guido Miglosi, who not only chipped in once, but chipped in twice yesterday. Yeah. He was kind of a crowd favorite, I think. Good to see him playing well. And he's an up-and-comer as far as the European Tour is concerned.
Yeah, I think he's only like 22 years old. And with a top-five finish, he not only qualified for next year's U.S. Open, but also qualified for the Masters. So that's quite a weekend. In addition to the monetary, the check he's going to receive for the U.S. Open. They receive checks. They automatically debit that. I don't know what they do, but at any rate,
they do something.
And, well, in terms of locals, Iowa State, former Iowa State golfer Chris Baker had a wonderful tournament for him anyway. He doesn't get into every tournament, but did get into the U.S. Open, did make the cut, and had a top 25 or 30 finish, and actually got a little airtime.
Yes, he did.
On the week. So that was really good. Made about $90,000, which is a nice weekend's work, right, Scott?
That's a good weekend.
But good for him.
Yeah, Chris Baker, the former Cyclone, carrying the local flag anyway, as far as our golfers are concerned. 3:50 here on the program. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back, talk a little bit more about the weekend in sports. But as we go to break, we're going to let our listeners introduce themselves to Ben here, as we're going to take caller number 6 for our John Deere prize pack, and includes a pair of passes and a parking pass to the John Deere Classic coming up in early July at the TPC Deer Run. 319-366-1600, golf fans. That's 319-366-1600. And Ben will get your information, and we will let you know who our winner is coming up after this here on KGYM.
Open up to outdoor living. If you're adding on or redoing a deck, take it up a notch with stylish patio doors. Alexander Lumber has an excellent selection, from elegant French doors to contemporary bifold and multifold doors in an array of colors and materials. Select from high-end, architect-preferred brands like Colby and others. Complement your home and your outdoor vibe with patio doors from Alexander Lumber, 4344 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
If you are an experienced computer network engineer looking for a better job, or you know someone who is, listen closely. If you are not happy with your current IT job and would like to work someplace where you are not overworked, you are appreciated, it is fun to work, and your ideas count, you may have just what you are looking for. Hi, I'm John, and I work at IT Solutions. 6 years ago, I was working a horrible IT job, and IT Solutions rescued me. I have worked over 20 different jobs, and this is the only one I would be upset to lose. Luckily, that won't be happening, as we are busy and need to hire another network engineer. If you share our passion for taking care of our customers, go to ineedanewitjob.com to learn more about working at IT Solutions. Tell us what you want in your next IT job, and if it fits our needs, you will get an interview. Go to ineedanewitjob.com, and you might get to work with me. I'm fun.
It's time for some straight talk. You've got real work to do, but everyone's sucking up the free Wi-Fi faster than a Mocha Choco double frap on ice. So be your own hotspot. Now with Straight Talk Wireless, get 10 gigs of hotspot data with the Ultimate Unlimited plan. Just $55 a month on America's largest and most dependable networks. You don't have to find a hotspot. You are the hotspot. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com.
Today's pros need today's tools, and nobody understands that better than the Home Depot. Our app makes it simpler to get supplies ordered and delivered. Our online project calculators cut guesswork and last-second supply runs. Job site delivery puts what you need where and when you need it. And rental puts the right equipment in your hands, but not your overhead. That's how today's pros get more done. New tech, new tools, old-fashioned hard work. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
3:53, back in the gym class. Congratulations to Mitch, as he is the winner today of our John Deere Prize Pack, John Deere Classic Prize Pack. He'll be headed off to TPC Deer Run in Silvis, Illinois, to take a look at the 2021 John Deere Classic. Always a lot of fun, and we will have more of our John Deere Classic Prize Packs to give away throughout the rest of the week right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600 as we wrap things up as far as a Monday edition of the program. In case you missed it from earlier on, Iowa men's basketball will take on Utah State. That game will be played at the Sanford at Pentagon in December, on December the 18th. And that should be a very, very interesting game between one of those mid-majors that itch to play somebody from the Big Ten in Utah State and the Hawkeyes. And we talked a little bit earlier on in the program. We talked about the NCAA and the Supreme Court ruling that came down today, helping out athletes as far as getting more compensation, as far as going to college, being an athlete, etc., etc. 319-366-1600. Twins and the Reds coming up tonight, 6:30 on 107.5 FM. And the NBA with the night off tonight, as they will get back into it tomorrow. No mention as of yet as far as the broadcast schedule from ESPN. I checked just ahead of coming on the air, but I got to think that since the game is at 8 o'clock tomorrow night between Phoenix and the Clippers, game number two, with Phoenix leading that series 1-0, that I imagine probably at about 4 o'clock tomorrow they'll let us know that they are going to carry that game.
Yeah, that's been the modus operandi, right?
Yes, it has been.
We do have a poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City, thanks to Steve Anderson and his team down there. It has to do with the NBA. Which two teams will be playing for the title? Will it be the Bucks and Clippers, the Hawks and Suns, the Bucks and Suns, or the Hawks and Clippers? Go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com. And I think I did see the Bucks are favored. One of the four betting favorites right now.
All I know is television is just loving the fact that it's Phoenix, Milwaukee, the Atlanta Hawks, and the LA Clippers. And it is LA, I get it, but it's LAC, not LAL. LAL brings in more eyeballs than LAC does at this present time.
You know what? I don't watch a lot of the NBA. I watched some over the weekend. I almost vomited today when I heard Stephen A. Smith say that Devin Booker is the next Kobe Bryant. Really? I mean, the guy had his first triple-double.
Had a great game.
Had a great game. 40 points. He may be. But Stephen A. Fat Lever has 40 more triple-doubles than Devin Booker does. Kobe Bryant. Okay.
You remember Lafayette Fat Lever?
Of course I do.
Arizona State. What a good college player he was in the day out there. National Hockey League, both of their conference finals tied up at two, Montreal and Vegas, and then tonight will be game five between Tampa Bay and the New York Islanders. Game five coming up in Tampa. So some good NHL, some good NBA. Hey, Kyle Larson won again. That was expected, I guess. Great IndyCar race up at Road America as well. Came down to the last lap, Alex Palou getting the win there. And then they had the made-for-TV Tony Stewart thing at Knoxville on Saturday night. Pretty good crowd down there at the Marion County Fairgrounds at the Knoxville Raceway. And Tony Stewart got the win in that one on Saturday night. Beating out Hallie Deegan, the young truck driver who was filling in for Tony Kanaan. So, yeah, good to see them at Knoxville. And they're going to be continuing that Saturday night series throughout the summer on CBS. Tomorrow, RJ Anderson will join us. Speaking of CBS Sports, he covers Major League Baseball, and we will talk about MLB coming up on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Another chance for you to win John Deere Classic tickets as well. Mark, take care. Have a good night, and we will talk again tomorrow.
You as well. Talk then, Scott.
All right. For Mark, for Ben, Scott Unash, thanking you for listening. Todd and Alex next, KGYM.
Designer face masks, DIY haircuts. In a world full of things you never thought possible, here's one more. Now you can get the same high-quality insurance from Allstate, but at a new low rate. Drivers who switched and saved averaged $718. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit allstate.com or call an agent.